I think we're missing something. When you're living in the final countdown, when you're living in a time, again, my opinion, when we're living in the final countdown and you really know that you are, that the coming of the Lord is at hand, and when He's the one who makes reference that you're in the end of the end of days, I didn't come up with that terminology, He did. So when you're at the end of the end of days, and you are the fig tree generation, and you are the last runners, all of those, that terminology I just used, was terminology that the Lord Jesus used Himself as He gave to us over a period of time. So you put it all together. I think that some way, somehow, because He didn't show up this morning, or that He hasn't come yet, if we aren't careful, we will be caught in a place of just ho-hum, He's going to come just whenever, and so therefore just whenever, or not even believing that He's going to come during your lifetime. But if you believe, as I do, that He is coming and coming very soon, and that all the words that He has used to describe where we are and what's happening in the end of the end of days, and then you have read your word and you understand things that happen in the end of days, and you read it to realize that time speeds up and time has sped up here in these days to a degree, then that says to me that we should be seeing things happen that will absolutely just kind of shock all of us as time has sped up, and events that are listed in the Bible, that are listed in Revelation, things that are listed other places, but things that are said very clearly that these things are going to happen as you come to the end of days. Now, interpretation from my point of view, what that says to me is, in light of what America has now done, in light of the fact that we have basically poked our finger in the eye of God pertaining to Israel. Now, if you don't know that, then you are not paying very close attention, nor are you listening to the Holy Spirit very carefully. That is a key thing for the United States of America. God Almighty is going to take care of Israel. Now, they're going to go through all kind of stuff. The Bible teaches that. They're going to go through every kind of thing, and it will appear that they're losing and all these kinds of things. But if you know your Bible, be it Revelation, be it Ezekiel, be it Daniel, be it just the Scriptures, then you know that you are sitting in a place for the end of days to be every day speaking to you. And one of the key elements for America is the stand that we have taken regarding the nation of Israel. Now, we have done a terrible about-face. In other words, we are at this point demanding a two-state solution. We are at this point basically withdrawing and removing some of our support and our standing with them. And we've put ourselves in the place of God Jr., in other words, telling them what they must and must not do. I told you a good little while ago, the Lord said, pay attention to the news. Even though you can't go by all of it, there's enough of it that you can follow Scripture by it. And that's what you need to be doing. There's so many things and such pressure that is unprecedented from this nation that we have totally, in essence, we would call ourselves, we are no longer friends when it comes to being a friend to Israel. And Israel is, for sure, the biggest and the greatest friends America has ever had. And yet we are demanding things. I'm not talking about next week. I'm talking about now. I'm talking about right now. We are demanding things that are absolutely, totally against what the Word of God says. And what we as a nation, the pressure that we are putting, and again, it's unprecedented. never have we found ourselves in this position. Now, so goes the king, so goes the president, so goes the nation. That is scripturally sound. And we just act as if it's another day, ho-hum, and you're just having to put up with me and my carryings on. But I'm just saying to you, I must tell you to watch and pay attention. Because of what we have done and what the stands that we have taken over the last month or two or whatever, the stands that we have taken since the unbelievable, horrible massacre that took place on October the 7th, and to think that America wants to protect Hamas and that our government is doing that is unbelievable that we are doing such a thing. And the other demands that we are making and tying to it our support if Israel does not do it. Now, I say all of that to say to you, knowing those kinds of things, I hope you knew some of them before you came in here, but I'm telling you, better pay attention. All of those things that we now find ourselves in and believing that we are in the end of days, believing that there are not years left before Jesus will come. We could be talking months very easily. We could be talking days or weeks. We are in that time frame. And of course, in that time frame, you would also, the Bible says that Israel will stand alone. It says that will happen. They are basically now at that place. Now, if you know that, then you know we are extremely close to the coming of the Lord. Now, there's so many things that I could tell you, but those are just basic things. All of that says that the hand of protection, we pray for it, we want it, we act like everything's hunky-dory and everything's going fine. That hand is being removed. And we have done it ourselves and allowed it as a people because it didn't happen in our living room and didn't happen to us in our four and no more. We have allowed this to take place, and it has opened the door. Do not even be shocked as you begin to see what might begin to happen in this nation. You should not even be stunned if you know the Bible. And if you're following and keeping up with it, one of the main things that the Lord really requires for any kind of blessing is obedience. That His people walk in obedience, that a nation walks in obedience, that we are faithful, faithful to the call of the Lord. The Lord is paying attention to what we've done to His nation, where we stand with His people, and what we are doing as a nation. The days in front of us are crucial days, and we should not even be surprised. We should be prayers. I tell you things to be prayers and to help us understand. I'll throw this out, and we'll talk about it later. If you don't know what's going to happen in this nation on April the 8th, you should be knowing about it. You should understand the eclipse that's coming. You should know what has happened. You should know predictions and prophecy and stuff, whether anything happens or not. But I'm saying to you, prophecy does not go and all of a sudden jump in a trash can never to come to pass. There's prophecy that is coming to pass in front of our very face, and yet we are basically not paying attention to it. And that's probably why, you know, sometimes, you know, people don't want to hear what I'm saying. You know, people didn't. I'm no prophet by any means. Never have claimed to be one. Always said I preach prophetically. Always have said that God gives me prophetic teachings that open the door to what's coming and what's going on. And yet, we are missing so much, and time is extremely, extremely short. Because when things start happening, they're going to go just like that. Because that's where we are. And America is not under that great, huge protective covering anymore. Because they have removed themselves. How do you remove yourself? You walk away from the Word of God. and you begin to think you are bigger than God or God does not matter. Surely you know that America no more could be called a Christian nation. Surely you know what we're doing and where we are is devastating to this nation. I think were it not for the Christians praying, were it not for where the church is standing, were it not for where those small groups across, and it's not huge groups basically, the small groups across the nation, God is always moving. They're always outpouring. There's always revival. There will never not be. And there are great moves of God happening all over the world, all over the world. And we act as if that's a shock. God would never be in a place where great moves of God would not be taking place. They're just not like we have seen them before and happening in the same identical way. But we are in a place, church, we must pay attention to what is going on, because things, when they start with such a small amount of time that's left, they're going to happen just so fast, we're going to be stunned beyond stunned. We need desperately to pray. Christianity in this nation is on its way out, except for those who are coming together, and as I say, basically small groups of churches that are standing with Israel, standing with God, believing we're in the end days. I'm not the only lone voice out here who cares on all the time about the coming of the Lord. I'm not the only one at all. There are those who've been saying it as long as I have who now are screaming it. The signs of the times. Pay attention to signs. And I hope you're paying attention to the messages, because again, they build us up, help us, and put us in a place to meet the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because that's the next thing on our agenda, is to meet Him. And so, you know, I want you to know and understand those things. And again, I'm aware that many people may not even come back from what I've said this morning, but I will not stop saying what the Lord, that's the calling on my life. And I cannot move away from it. And wherever you are on God's timetable and whatever you think about what's happening will determine, of course, what we do. What we believe always shows up in what we do.